But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Faith, the people who bought the Cadbury Advent calendar this year were surprised when what message appeared behind the fourth door?
Fourth door? I need a hint, please.
Let's just say it did not encourage you to celebrate Christmas by standing 6 feet apart.
Kiss me? Come closer? Lick this?
Ooh, you're getting very close. What's between standing 6 feet apart and licking or kissing somebody? What else could you do to them that wouldn't be kissing?
Oh, go hug somebody.
Yes. This message said, give hugs at Christmas.
No.
Apparently the NFL was writing the messages.
I mean, like, you can't even hug Santa this Christmas, right?
You can't hug anybody. It's only air hugs. You can't even shake hands. I've been going around namasteing people for 9 months. Looks like the holiday is finally fighting back in the war on Christmas with its deadly advice to hug people this year. The message does raise the question, though, if these calendars were printed when hugs were okay, just how old is that chocolate?
That's right. It's got that little white bloom on it. And you have to wonder, right? We don't know when we will achieve herd immunity and when everybody will be vaccinated. So you have to wonder how companies are planning for next year's advent calendars, right? Like, hug if you've gotten your second dose, right?
Or air hug somebody.
Or maybe like a scratch and sniff calendar that's like, can you smell this? If so, congrats.
Or that, you know what they'll probably do is they'll just steal from fortune cookie companies and they'll just say, this will be a lucky year.
You know, well, that message was, it would be uncomfortable in a normal year to hug somebody, but this year it's particularly bad timing. But at least it's better than Nestle's advent calendar, which recommends you go to Sturgis.
Blue Christmas.